First of all, I just want to say that this is sick. You're fucking sick. I realize that you're not forcing me to do this. It's my choice, but still. Just in case anyone is listening to this, like you share it with someone or a lot of someone's, this wasn't my idea. I owe you. You know why, so we don't have to talk about it here. And yes, I am very grateful. But I mean, it was humiliating enough. Now, you asked me to pay you back by making this recording. Fuck. The things you make me do are so fucking wrong. Oh. God damn it, I forgot. If I don't tell you what I'm doing, it won't count, will it? Okay, fine. I'm just touching myself, okay? Is that enough? Probably not. All right, I'm in my room. The door is closed. I've opened up the window, so at least there's a breeze and a smell of lilacs. I'm in that t-shirt you like me in, and some boy short panties. You remember that shirt, right? You told me you love the way my body looked in it. That's... You know how wrong it is that you told me that, right? Like you just told me you like how I look in them, and I asked you why, and you said that it showed off my body, and you loved my body, and fuck. I did not expect that answer. Now whenever I wear this fucking shirt, I get turned on. Remembering that? I bet, even before I made this recording for you, that you were fucking jerking off, thinking about me in this fucking shirt. And me taking it off. Oh, slowly. Oh, so you could see my bouncing tits. Oh, God. It's true, isn't it? Fuck. I hate that you get me this wet. Oh, you're not even fucking here, and you're making me crazy. Oh, after this is over, I don't owe you anything else, right? I don't have to see you, I don't have to talk to you if I don't want to. It fucking better be over between us. I'll get you out of my system with this. Yeah. I'll think about you now as I thumb my clit. Oh, and finger myself. Oh, and when I come, you'll disappear from my mind. Oh, shut up. I can almost hear you in my mind. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you can say that, but you'll be back. You always come back. And fuck you. I want you to be wrong. I've tried so hard to be good, to distance myself from you and the things you make me think and do. But I keep coming back to you, don't I? I I try to be dignified and proud, but I might as well be crawling to you on my hands and my knees, right? You see right through me. Oh, you see the slut you made me into, you motherfucker. Of all the fucking people that know my buttons and how to push them, of all the people that end up being perfect for me, you're proof that God exists and that they fucking hate me. Because you might like me, or even more, but that won't stop you from making me do things like this. Humiliating and degrading things that you know I'll fucking hate. But that will turn me on. Fuck. I have never been this horny. Not even when we... No, you know what? I'm not talking about that. You wanted me to talk while I fucked myself? Well, that's fine. I'm not talking about old sins, no matter how much fun they were. God. You're not gonna play this for other people, are you? I know you said you might. You said that other people would love to hear me come. I know I never told you that you shouldn't. I just stayed quiet and squirmed. But you don't have to, right? It can just be between us, right? Huh? I can just see them now. Your sick, kinky friends sitting around your table while you eat their fine food and drink their wine. All the while listening to me debasing myself for you. They'll be laughing and commenting at all the noises I make, congratulating you on the power you have over me. The easy control you've always had on me, you fucker. Well, they won't talk, will they? No. Others can't find out about this, about us. They would never understand. They'd say I was a whore. That I was your whore. That's what I am, isn't it? I'm your property. I pretend to be free, but I'm chained to you by my feelings and my desires. Oh, God. You've done so much for me, and each time you've asked for so little in return. I always wondered why. Each bit of help or support came with a little hook, right? Piercing through my flesh and my mind and my heart. By the time we fucked, it just made sense. I know it wasn't right, but having you inside me, oh, that was the best I've ever had. I pretended to hate what we were doing, you know. I called you names, I told you to get it over with, but I really just wanted you to come inside me. I wanted you to do it before you could change your mind. I had my legs wrapped so fucking tightly around you when you came. I wanted all of you inside me. Does that make you happy? Huh? To know that you've satisfied me in the way no one ever has. You remember I told you to get the fuck out afterwards? I cursed you for coming inside me. I cried after you left, hating myself far more than you. I wanted to beg you to stay so badly. I wanted more. Fuck you for making me want more. I've never needed anyone. I don't need you. I don't. Fuck you. I changed my mind. I'm not doing this. I'm not gonna come for you. I won't come to you. Thinking of you. Of your body on top of mine. Of your hand pinning my wrists. Of you so fucking deep inside me. I won't come. I won't. I won't. I won't. I won't. No. No. Oh, God. I've made such a mess. I'm such a mess. Okay? But I'm fine. I'm okay. I got through it, and I did it. Just like you said I would. Like you knew I would. I know you're gonna fucking love this. You're gonna think of me and then jerk off. And fuck. Well, I fucking loved it too. Are you fucking happy now?